Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha, Laugh, Funny.
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. How are you? How are you, Angel?
You know, I'm doing well. I don't know why it feels like it's been a long time since we've recorded because it's been 2 days, but you know, whatever. It's Monday. We had a whole weekend to rest and relax and recuperate
and watch
Real Housewives of Potomac.
I know.
We're going to talk about Potomac, but we have some exciting news about Real Housewives of New York. It's not confirmed, but we know that Heather Thompson has been filming with the ladies, and it seems like she might be in the cast.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. That would be marvelous, but if she was in the cast, wouldn't we have known that by now? Like, how could they keep a secret like that under wraps? Like,
I don't think they've been filming for a long time, but you know, she's been seen with them like a few times now. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't in like the first episode, or she might be a friend of, we don't know exactly, but she's clearly like in the mix. And they were this weekend at Ramona's house in the Hamptons, because that's apparently a yearly trip now. And Heather was seen out and about. Somebody posted on Twitter that she was filming with the whole group. We also saw yesterday the ladies did a beach picnic, and I checked the weather in East Hampton. It was 50 degrees and cloudy. And in this photo, Sonia, Ramona, and Luann look like they would rather be anywhere else than sitting like, on this beach.
The funny thing is, I love like, you know, going to the beach, wearing a sweatshirt, whatever, but 50 degrees is another level of like cold,
right?
And you shouldn't be on the beach in 50 degree weather.
Also, it would be one thing if you were going for like a nice little walk or a jog on the beach in 50 degree weather, but sitting on a blanket for a picnic, and if they were filming, they were probably there for like a couple hours. Like, that sounds miserable.
Yeah, but I can envision it already. Their hair blowing everywhere and their looks are getting like all messed up. Like, I'm so excited for it. But I am so excited. I mean, here's the funniest thing. This season just ended. Literally, it just ended for us watching. Obviously, they wrapped up filming this past season a while ago, but we're like so excited already. Meanwhile, we're like, all right, this season wasn't that good, whatever, we're excited. But like,
but
right when you see cameras and rumors, you're like, oh my god, it's starting again.
I mean, that's the thing, like when you love Bravo and Housewives, it's like you have to be excited. Like, it's like, because it's, I mean, think about with like Orange County this season, like not being that excited, it sucks. Like, you want to be excited. And like Beverly Hills is filming now too. They had a party over the weekend. Of course, Dorit looked fabulous. It's exciting that all of these shows are even just like able to film, given that we're still in pandemic times. I have heard we might be getting a trailer for Atlanta very soon. Jersey has been filming, you know, like we're going to have plenty of Housewives. And that's
right.
It's a blessing.
And this week, Southern Charm is starting on Thursday and Below Deck is starting on Monday. Like, guys, we are one of the strongest freaking communities I've ever seen.
And don't forget Salt Lake in 2 weeks is going to be started. Oh my God, I
like forgot about it already. And now it's like back.
Well, because they, yeah, when they announced it, it was like a couple months away. And now it's like, oh, it's getting close. It's really exciting. But let's talk about the Housewives show that is currently on the air. last night, Real Housewives of Potomac, I would say this was like, for them, a filler episode, which is still a good episode, but not like, nothing wild happened. But I was still really enjoying it. I think they've set a high bar for themselves. So it's like, when they have an episode where it's just kind of like, standard, it feels like, oh, that was like slower than normal, but we still got some important developments, I would say.
Yeah, we've said this before about Potomac too, where like, is that really what makes this show so good, where like you notice what their filler episode is? Like in some of the other franchises, sometimes like the seasons are actually like pretty boring, but this one, it's like, all right, we need a minute to regroup, we need like a second to get back together and like figure out where everyone's going. Sorry, sneezing tech. So we see the episode open up with, so confused, like I can't, any Giselle's at the jeweler, and so we think she's looking at engagement rings for her, even though in the back of my head I know it's for Robin. So like, why does every scene Giselle is in have to start out with like it being about her, you know?
Well, Giselle also I think is a little, I can't tell whether she's actually delusional or whether she's just playing it up for the show, but she says that the trajectory, which is not a word, of her relationship with Jamal is definitely marriage. And I just don't I don't see that. I don't think other people watching the show see that. I'm not sure the other women on the show who are, you know, more filled in on the situation, I'm not sure they see that. It feels like Giselle is kind of like purposely pretending this relationship is more serious than it may be.
I was gonna say, I don't think that either. Like, if you can put me in with those women, I don't agree. It's just like, even seeing them in that car ride together, I was like, what is this? I saw the funniest meme last night. It was like same energy, and it was Jamal and Aaron. Oh my God. I was like, this is so accurate, because they were both like, whenever they talk, I have no idea what they're talking about or like where this conversation's going. So, but anyway, we're at the jeweler, and it was so funny because they were picking out all these diamonds, and like Giselle's telling him like what Robin likes. And I'm like, this is so confusing. And then they get to like the price range. And like, I think they said one ring was like 60 grand, somewhere around there. And then I appreciated that so much that Juan was like, no, like my budget's like 8 to 10,000. And yeah. I was like, I love that, because you also owe 90,000. So you have to subtract that from the ring. But I'm just like, that ring that they brought out, I was like, oh.
Right. I appreciated that he like mentioned that, because I think there are a lot of housewives where they are like so focused on making sure you think they're rich, and it's really questionable sometimes how rich they actually are. And it's like, okay, like I think it's nice that Robin and Juan have been able to be kind of open about their financial struggles without feeling like that's all they talk about. Because sometimes when a housewife is having like money problems, you're like, this is depressing. And with Robin, I feel like it's like an interesting part of her storyline, but it's not just constantly like,
it's not
whenever we see Rob. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, the ring is really pretty though. I'm excited to see him propose, because I think I'm probably going to cry.
And then we pan though while they're at the store to Robin, who is making a video for her embellish line, and the kids are filming it through the ring light, and she said it. I was like, this is amazing. Like,
I love those kids.
I am hopeful for embellished by, what is it? Embellished by, just embellished. She said it wrong too, so don't.
I think it's just, I don't know, bedazzled. I don't know.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
We see Monique inviting the women to her live podcast show, which is the next day, which is another one of those things where on these shows, I'm like, there's no way these women had no idea there was an event happening until the day before. So I want to know who... Maybe she just was like, everybody had it on their calendar and they hadn't like said whether they were going to go, but she does not get a great response from Robin or Wendy, but Karen's going to be there. So we think.
Well, it was crazy because like, I kind of agree in that sense. Like what else do you want her to do? And like, even right. Wendy at one point was like, why would I go and support? Like she hasn't proven what she's going to do, but like she it, like you have to like allow right. someone to prove themselves. So I did not agree with the fact that the women didn't go. And I think they are treating this like very, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It is very different. I wasn't there. Like, so maybe they do feel some type of way like than us just watching on TV. Sorry. But yeah, I definitely thought they should have gone 100%.
I think the thing is like when they were at that initial meeting at Karen's house where they all sat down with Monique, for the most part, I was on the same page as Robin and Wendy. I thought they made right. a lot of good points. You know, you could pick apart kind of specific things that they brought up maybe, but in general, mm-hmm. I agreed that Monique needed to be held accountable and it was troubling that she didn't seem remorseful at all. But at this point, it's like, you're saying that you need her to grow. And it's like, you're not even agreeing to be in the same room with her. When is that? When is she supposed to prove it to you? Like it's also like going to someone's show, mm-hmm. going to someone's show is not the same as like, you know, endorsing everything they've ever done as a person and right. like saying that you have no issues with them and you forgive them 100%. It's like, you could go and sit in the audience of her podcast show and mm-hmm. tag it on an Instagram story and not be like, Monique is perfect and flawless and I agree with everything she's ever done.
Absolutely. And it's also not like she was inviting them to a one-on-one dinner or a dinner with the group. Like it was kind of the perfect event for them to go to because they weren't going to be exactly interacting with Monique. Mm-hmm. Monique was kind of just going to be doing her own thing. So to me, I thought it was a great opportunity, but I don't think that it's going the way Monique has hoped for.
So yeah. far. It's becoming clear to me that besides Ashley and Karen, the other women just aren't really that interested in kind of working things out with Monique. And I think it's almost like they are taking a Captain Sandy approach where they're like, it's not personal. I just can't blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, I think if you really didn't have like a specific problem with Monique, you would just go to the show and actually like try to move forward.
Correct. And the most shocking thing to me, which I knew this was going to play out at some point, but Ashley, who did make it clear that she's like, I'm not choosing a side. I'm just doing what you guys aren't doing, where I'm giving Monique like an opportunity to like mm-hmm. show her true colors, which is fine, but, or to explain herself. But Ashley mentioned to Monique that Karen said, well, if this happened to me, I would press charges. And Monique's reaction was of that. She didn't not know that Karen said that. And right. previously we were told Karen said she was going to let Monique know. I don't think Karen's keeping this a secret. I just think she should have told her way sooner.
I think Karen I don't have an issue with the fact that Karen is kind of in the middle and wants to hold both of them accountable. I think that's actually a good thing. And I think Karen is being one of the better respondents to this situation. But the problem is Karen has said a lot to a lot of different people, and that when you do that, you're kind of talking yourself into, you know, messiness, because it's like, even if you didn't mean it in a way that you think Monique should go to prison or something, Monique, if she hears that you said you would have pressed charges, she's going to think that that's a commentary on her, even if Karen is just kind of like explaining where her head is at. And I think, you know, I do feel for Monique a little bit, because I think she's not really being given a fair shot to redeem herself. But at the same time, I think Karen is the one who's actually trying to be fair to her. So it's like, she made one comment that maybe like didn't quite sit right with you, you know?
Right. So I'm assuming we'll see how that plays out, because I don't think Monique's the person to not bring this up to Karen, you know? And
yeah,
that also does, I agree, that does make Monique feel kind of weird, because she has one woman who she thinks is like on her side, you know, if we're choosing sides. And then for her to hear that from someone else, that probably does make her feel a little like off, because she's right. Like, well, what else is she saying and to who? But little Ashley, leave it to little Ashley too. Okay.
We did have sort of a nice moment when Karen and Ray went to the life coach, not a therapist, because Ray is not into therapy, which is a whole other, this whole thing with men not being into therapy. It's like, I don't like that. Like, get over it. Come on. If you have, if you're having marriage issues, maybe you need to go to therapy. Like, it's not like, it's not a commentary on who you are as a person.
Right. And we've seen quite a few husbands from all around the cities go, and they're fine.
But I like, so they bring up how Karen basically had to, she says, soldier up during the financial issues and, you know, really help get them out of that situation and navigate that. And she basically says that she just wants to be thanked. And Ray says, thank you. And it actually, you know, clearly they are not completely out of the woods yet with these marriage issues. But I do feel like Ray is starting to listen to her a little more and kind of actually pay attention to what she's saying, not just like, why are you not happy? Like,
right. And I did understand what he was saying in the beginning, where he told the life coach, like, in the beginning of our marriage, like, Karen was Ray's wife, and now it's turned and like,
yeah,
Ray is Karen's husband. And that kind of, you know, some males have a hard time like, yeah, being behind the wife, but in that, you know what, he's older, things have changed, she's more in the spotlight now, so it is normal, but maybe he's just having a hard time accepting that. But I am happy to see that, like, you can tell they're, it's getting better for them.
But I think it's the kind of thing where it sounds like a shitty thing to say, that, you know, when she was a housewife, all she had to do was the house and me, like, that's not like a nice thing to hear. But I appreciate that. I think it's really honest of him to say that, and that probably is how it was for a long time. Obviously, we didn't see them before the show, but, you know, Karen clearly liked being Mrs. Huger, like that, you know. So I feel like it's important that Ray is being honest about kind of the shift that's taken place, because I think clearly it's not like they hate each other. Like, they're not screaming at each other every day, whatever, but I think they're just on different pages, and, you know, being honest is the best way to kind of navigate that. I just want them to be happy.
Dylan, it's like, again, we could double as like marriage counselors.
Marriage counselors. Yeah. Hit us up in the DM if you need any counseling. Our rates are, what should we do, like 100 an hour?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. And we can split it.
Okay. Yeah.
See, we can, how like, easy?
We can like marriage counsel you over Instagram Live or something.
Instagram Live.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Okay, let's talk about Wine with Wendy. Because I thought this was a really fun event and actually, like, more substantial than Monique's whole live podcast show, which looked like it began with the Q&A, which is an interesting interesting format for a show.
Well, yeah, but also the really serious thought I had about Monique's live show is that with the women she was calling, those, I thought about this, didn't include, though they were not included in ticket sales because she wasn't going to make the women pay for tickets.
Right.
So she was calling the other housewives to come, and like that means she still owed more money because I was like,
yeah, it was okay. The venue for this was really interesting to me because people were sitting at tables. She was talking about a food and beverage minimum, and I'm like, why wouldn't you just do this at a theater where all you have to pay for is the space? Like, I don't know.
Guys, we can also let you know we're event planners also.
I have questions about the Not For Lazy Moms show, but I was really impressed with Wine with Wendy. She was talking about the importance of voting specifically in local elections and, you know, smaller races down the ballot, which I don't know if Bravo, you know, how far they plan out this timing, but, you know, having a voting episode that was filmed a year in advance, a week before the election, was pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, and I appreciated when Wendy said, she was making the women feel comfortable, obviously, because her issue is that she always says she has a platform and she's on television for the show and for her political commentating.
Right.
But she says, I'm here to help you use your voice. And I know you guys question me like, okay, it's so easy for you to do it. So I'm going to tell you guys how you can use your voices and do what I do, but, you know, smaller impact. But so I thought that was great. But the issue is I felt bad because why didn't she invite Monique?
Yeah.
I mean, I know why, but it was just very weird that it was the same episode. I was like, oy.
Well, it's tough because at this point, I think once the legal stuff started between Candace and Monique, it's basically like you can't really have them in the same place, I imagine. So it's like if Wendy is Candace's friend, then it's almost like from that moment forward, anybody who's hosting an event has to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
And it, unfortunately for Monique, besides Ashley and maybe Karen, the rest of the cast isn't going to choose Monique at this point if they're inviting one of the two.
I totally get that. I just felt weird because it was like the same episode. So I was like, well, she invited her. So, but it makes sense. But, and listen, Wendy means business. So she's like, I'm with her daughter's party last week. She's like, I'm not having any drama like this. I'm here to do this and that's it. So she's not even worrying about if something were to happen, which is good for her.
Can we talk about Robin's wig?
Well, so she posted on Instagram yesterday a selfie and she was like, heard some of you don't like my wig. And she was like making fun of herself. But part of me was like, what wig are you talking about though? Obviously she was the one she was wearing, but like, I like how she can laugh about it, whatever.
Right.
But
I think if Giselle could have the same sense of humor about her fashion mistakes, it would be a lot more,
more
fun.
But I loved how they all went to all the women's interviews after and they were talking shit about it.
I love when they do that. When Candace said, are you hiding from the IRS? Girl, just pay the taxes. I was dying. And then, so after the little presentation about voting, that stuff, Candace takes Karen aside. They go to the separate area to talk, which I appreciated that Candace kind of warned Wendy in advance that she needed to have this conversation with Karen. And it really, I thought they, you know, they did a good job of not turning it into some big thing. But it's interesting how Candace is kind of having the same issues with Karen as Monique. And it's like, I think both Candace and Monique are kind of mad that Karen isn't like riding for them. And it's like, Karen has made it clear that she's not gonna, you know, she's not gonna pick one side over the other because she wants both of you to be held accountable. It's not saying that she, you know, is choosing the other side. It's like, come on.
And they did go to the meeting last week. They showed a clip of it where Karen said to Monique's face, she was like, what you did was wrong. So Karen's like not counting her, holding her accountable. She is. I feel like these women just like aren't getting where she's standing. Right. And I am like, wait, what?
I just said right.
Oh, I thought you said Barry. And I was like, oh my God, what? I thought I was in trouble. I was like really going in.
We're in trouble.
I love that Karen was like, is really standing her ground of how she feels. Yeah. And she's like, you're not telling me otherwise.
Well, and then Candace and Wendy, so they go back upstairs and Wendy's kind of getting involved in the conversation. And they're basically telling Karen that there's no middle ground in this situation, which I just think is false. Like, there is a middle ground. You can totally say that what Monique did to Candace was not okay, and also acknowledge Candace's part in it and say that she needs to work on that, you know, side of herself as well. So I feel like, it's getting old. Like, I definitely see the middle ground here, even if I, you know, I don't really want to choose a team. And so I think it's getting old that now we're on like episode 3 or 4 of these women trying to convince Karen that she can't possibly be in the middle.
Yeah. And I'm like getting, now you see where her frustration is coming. Cause she's like, I'm not like, I was there. Right. We've talked about it before. And like, I'm not changing my mind. Which,
and she says, she says to Candace, which I think is a good thing to say, I'm not doing anything more for Monique than I am for you. So it's not right. I feel like she's being as clear as possible that she's like, I don't value one person more than the other. I'm truly, you know, trying to just be as fair as possible. And it's like, Candace just like doesn't want to hear it, obviously, which whatever.
You know what I want to know? Did Candace get, like, did she get a dog, or was that just like to make us feel like a little like emotional? Was that just
a random filming location for her and her mom?
Yeah. Like, were you going to follow up on that or no? I don't think we forget things.
I am unclear about the dog. I'm interested next week. It looks like we're going to see kind of the legal response from Monique, which is, you know, things are getting more messy before they're getting better.
And also next week they announced the trip and I was laughing at that clip where Ashley's like, here's a hint.
Ashley holds up the flag.
They have no idea. Oh my
Honestly,
God.
Honestly, Portugal does not have like a universally known flag. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah. Dylan, do you want to share a message or a comment that you got today?
Oh my God, somebody DM'd us and they said that they love the podcast and that my Australian accent, they are Australian, and my accent from the other day was really good. And
he's like, he's blushing right now. I can't.
I just want to say thank you. You know, it's a pleasure.
I love it. So good.
Okay. And quickly, we have to do, who is your number one Bravoleb in the group?
My Bravoleb, I'm honestly going to give it to, oh my God, I like forgot. We always do this. You go first now. I got a thing.
I'm going to say Heather Thompson.
What? Like what? You can't do that. I'm like,
holla mama. No, but I'll say Robin for that wig.
Okay. I was going to say Robin for poking fun at herself and I appreciated that. And she's like loving this. And you know what? Hopefully now she does it more and she's gonna like have a lot more fun and like wear more wigs and like maybe a little bit more role play from Robin and Juan Dixon. Who knows?
You mean from Tatiana and whatever his name is?
He had a name.
Yeah, it was like Tatiana and Dylan or something. Maybe it was Dylan.
Are you just saying that?
Okay, we have to go. Guys, don't forget to check out the Bravo by Betches collection on shopbetches.com. We have lots of fun merch you can check out. and rate, review, subscribe to our podcast, and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And we will see you on Thursday.
Bye.
Betches.